It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley and Leland, and welcome everybody to Tuesday. Breakout Prayer Network is on the air. BPN Radio is on the air at this time, anytime, 24 hours a day. We pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening around the globe, around the clock, this time, anytime. Your 24-hour internet prayer station. What's this all about? It's about prayer. I've been a prayer leader since 1967. Gene and I are celebrating 49 years in the ministry this month. 49 years ago, in June of 1966, I was called to preach. And I'm still doing it, and I'm still enjoying it. And I was on the radio when I was called to preach. Spent the first few months bivocational there. And here I am back on the radio, internet radio, and I'm glad that you are participating, praying with us as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. This is Music and Prayer Week, and we're emphasizing music as well as prayer. And music is so vitally important to our prayer services. People wonder, why do I play a lot of music? Well, music and prayer go together. And even from the beginning, it was so. And it's been all along that men of God have had musicians, minstrels, and singers, worshipers that have worked with them to enhance the atmosphere for people to get into a place of worshiping Him. And I'm just so thankful for music. And here on BPN Radio, we try to we try to play the music that corresponds to whatever the prayer is. So it's not just like, hey, I'm just going to pick something out randomly and pray and play it. No, no, no. And usually it's someone that we know, are connected to, or have had an opportunity to minister with, not always, but most of the time, or some type of connection there. But we're so grateful to have you listening here on BPN Radio. And today we are featuring one of my spiritual grandsons, Leland Mooring, the leader of the Leland Band. And he's going to be with us today. We're going to be interviewing him, playing music by Leland. But first of all, I want to ask the Holy Spirit to come and minister in this prayer service. Father God, we enter your presence today with the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we come boldly into your presence today because we know that your eyes are upon us today and your ears are open to our prayers. Very, very thankful. Very, very thankful for that. I pray that you just anoint this prayer service. People are listening across America, different nations of the world. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would speak to people as they listen to the broadcast here on BPN Radio, produced by Michael Schonborn, and put on the air every night, midnight Central Time, by Irina Kubisko. We're thankful for her. Thankful for all of our supporters. Thank those of you that are not only prayer partners, but your financial partners. If you'd like to be a financial partner, you can be. And we would be very thankful and grateful. It takes a lot of resources to have a 24-hour internet radio broadcast. So if you want to contribute, you can go to bpnradio.com. That is bpnradio.com. Go down to the donate button. You click on there. You can use your credit card, debit card, or PayPal account. If you'd like to send a check, here is the address. Breakout Prayer Network. That's Breakout Prayer Network, P.O. Box 919-85. 919-85. Austin, Texas, 78706. Excuse me, 787-09. 787-09. Thank you for your contributions. Father, speak to people about sowing a seed in the Breakout Prayer Network. Tax-deductible gift that will last for eternity. It will leave their hand, but it will never leave their life. Jesus, you said it's more blessed to give than to receive. So I pray that you speak to people about helping us produce these 24/7 broadcasts. People can pray with us anytime, day or night, around the clock, around the globe, wherever there's internet service, they can pray with us. And we're very thankful and grateful. We're thankful for all of the cities and churches that are praying with us. And we now have 1,048 churches that are represented in the Breakout Prayer Network. I want to welcome a couple of new churches that are praying with us. And we want to welcome First Baptist Church in Blairsville, Georgia, as well as Powerhouse International in South Africa. We don't have a city there, but Powerhouse International of South Africa. I guess that's a ministry. Thank you so much. I want to welcome churches all across America. Wimberley Protestant Methodist Church in Toxie, Alabama, praying with us, as well as Springdale First Assembly of God in Springdale, Arkansas. We want to welcome the Conference Baptist Church in Evergreen, Colorado, Life Church TV, Lake Worth, Florida, as well as Trinity Church International in Lake Worth, Florida, New Harvest Church in Clewiston, Florida, and First Baptist Church in Moorhaven, Florida, as well as New Harvest Church in Moorhaven, Florida. I want to welcome a church at Liberty Square in Cartersville, Georgia, as well as First Baptist Church, as we said, in Blairsville, Georgia, as well as Eastgate Church in Georgia. We want to welcome Eastgate Church, Hiawassee, Georgia. Now I've got my train of thought back. Want to welcome the Mission Church in Hialeah, Hawaii, as well as Decatur City Church in Tucker, Georgia. Pendleton Church of Christ, Pendleton, Indiana, praying with us, as well as Trinity Wesleyan Church in Tipton, Indiana. And Beam of Life Tabernacle, Bayou Sorrel, Louisiana. Sounds French to me. At Trinity Christian Center at Hamburg, in Hamburg, Louisiana, as well as Royal Ridge Church of God, Gorham, Maine, praying with us today. The Tabernacle in Lansing, Michigan. Kavod Worship Center, Brighton, Michigan. New Beginnings, Lone Jack, Maryland, praying with us today. The Mission Church in Wappingers Falls, New York, as well as Covenant Presbyterian Church in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Mountain Harvest Ministries there in the same city. We want to welcome New Life Vineyard Church, Liberty Township, Ohio, as well as Destiny Christian Center in Moore, Oklahoma. Rivergate Church, Mounds, Oklahoma, is praying with us, and the Calling Church in Norman, Oklahoma, as well as a lot of churches. So, 1,048. Thank you. If your church is not praying with us, and you say, well, how can I find out? Well, go to letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com. And there is a place that's called MAP, M-A-P, M-A-P. You can look on there and see if there's a light on your church or city. If your city or church is not praying with us, go to letspraymerica.com. You can sign up right there on the homepage, and you will be listed. So thank you for praying with us. I'm thankful for the worship leaders that have been in my life for many, many years, and I'm very grateful and thankful. Some of them I'd like to mention today. Todd Mooring, who is playing background music for me right now, as well as Courtney Vandiver Piera, and she plays a lot of background music here. And Leland Mooring and Courtney Vandiver, as I said, Piera, Tom Autry, Stan Pody, Joe Cruz, Leon Cliff, Noel Richards, Martin Smith, Ron Bailey, Johnny Macon, Kevin Bigham, Gary Schaefer, and many others over the years have joined us playing background music for me or leading worship, being a part of my ministry. I'm very thankful and grateful. And today, of course, we have Leland Mooring. And Leland, I'm very thankful to say, is the one that wrote the song and sings the song that is our introductory song, our theme song here. And so we're very thankful and grateful for Leland writing that song. You can't get it anywhere else. It's not on any of his albums, but we're thankful that he wrote the song. We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. And that is our prayer. Father, we pray for this nation. We pray for this land. We pray for revival in America. 1,000 cities that will be filled with your glory, your power. And stadiums will be filled, and open fields will be filled, and lives will be touched and changed, and thousands, multiply thousands of people will turn to you, Jesus, give their heart and life to you, be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And we just call for it. We cry out for it. These are desperate days in America that we need the Lord. So we want to honor people that are involved. They may not be preachers. Of course, Leland Mooring is a preacher also, and he shares the prophetic ministry. And he and his family began to travel with Gene and I when Leland was 11 years old. We met in Corpus Christi, Texas in 1999. And his mother and father, Todd and Cindy Mooring, as well as his brother Jack Mooring and his sister Shelley Mooring Roberts. They begin to travel with Gene and I. We just had a relationship that has gone on all of these years. Many, many times Leland has ministered with me, as he will July the 19th through 21st, July 19, 2021. And he will be with me as we'll minister together at the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering. And that will be at Jubilee Christian Center in Austin, Texas. Jubilee Christian Center, Austin, Texas. And if you'll go to bpnradio.com or letsprayamerica.com, you'll get the scoop on that one. And so today we are having an interview with Leland, and then we'll close out the broadcast with Leland's music. And the first song I want to play is one of my favorite, and because I believe that there are those of you today that are believing for better days, brighter days. And one of the greatest songs I believe that Leland has written, I believe one day that it's going to be, it's going to get be on the secular charts as well. And it is one of the theme songs of the music Fireproof. And even though Leland did not sing on it, the music was there. But here's the song by Leland, Brighter Days, that he wrote and sings. We'll do the interview and then close out with Leland music. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. Now here's Leland, Brighter Days.
Time keeps moving on through the sunshine and the storm. My dreams are set in stone, and someday I'll be who I wanna be. For now, I'll wait for the sun to shine again.
Fade away. Now look in.
Well, I'm delighted to have here on BPN Radio one of my spiritual grandsons. That you hear his voice every day when the program starts. I'm delighted to have Leland, and he comes on with a song, "We Need to See a Change." America, America. Welcome, Leland. So delighted to have you on BPN Radio today.
Well, I'm honored to be with you, Papa Dale. Thank you for having me on.
You've been a blessing to my life. We first met about this time, I think it was about this particular week, way back in 1999 when you were 11 years old, and we made the journey. You're a wonderful grandson. I'm so very proud of you, and I know that you've accomplished a lot in life. You've been nominated for 4 Grammy Awards. You've written a lot of songs for a lot of different people, and you've accomplished a lot in your young life, but most of all, I'm proud of you because you're an incredible man of God. And so it's great to have you on the broadcast. What's going on in your life?
Well, we are just so honored and blessed to be a part of what God's doing in the world today. And I look back on what all that God's done in our bands and in our family, and it's just been such a blessing. I tell you, one of the catapults that sort of launched me into my destiny and into my relationship with the Lord is when we met you and Gene and started traveling with y'all for those 2.5 years and on the road, and night after night being in the presence of God. That really changed my life, even as a really young boy at 11 years old. The presence of God, you know, knows no age, and the anointing knows no age. And if you get, no matter what the age is, a 9-year-old kid, 10-year-old kid, you get them in the presence of God, and they're going to connect with the Lord, and their lives are going to be changed. And so that's what happened to me and my brother and my sister, traveling with you and Gene and out on the road and doing ministry together. Even as little kids, our lives were impacted. And, man, ever since then, it's been a wild ride. It's been really fast, and family started the church. The band, our worship band, is the Leland Band. We just kind of started out of our youth group and have been going nonstop ever since. And it's been great. It's been like a lot of changes recently this year, but they've all been wonderful changes. My brother Jack is now a full-time pastor, and you were just at his church this last weekend. He's a pastor in Franklin, Tennessee, of New River Fellowship Church, and it's doing amazing. And yes, God's totally blessing and prospering that church, and
yes,
he's right where he needs to be. And Jack used to be in our band full time, so that's a huge change. And so there's a lot of changes in the Leland Band right now, but it's been amazing, and all of them have been great. We just recently left Europe. We were in Europe for 11 days, and in 11 days we did 8 shows in 11 days, 8 nights, and it was a really it was a really fast trip. It was incredible, and God did so much. Every single night, people were getting saved and touched and delivered, and I think every night we averaged close to around 1,000 people. And the first night we were in Belgium, which is cool because we've never played in Belgium before, and it was a really different nation, and it's got a really small percentage of Christians there.
Right.
I think it's like less than 2%. It was a spiritually very significant night for the trip, and we started there, and I think over 100 people got saved that night. It was really, really pretty theater there, and then we continued on. We went to Norway, went all over Norway. We went to Amsterdam, and so it was an amazing trip, and God's doing a lot, and I feel like the more, as a band, that we pray and seek the Lord and cry out to God personally in our own lives, I think the more importance we see that people are just hungry for a genuine move of God. People are hungry and thirsty for God to do something real in their life. I think there's, you know, we can play church and we can do the religious thing, which is very common there in the States. But I think when you get down to it, people are just hungry for the Spirit of God to have his way and to move.
Yeah.
And whether it's in their church on Sunday morning or in their ministry, they're hungry for the Holy Spirit to have his way. And the Bible says that we can quench the Spirit and we can grieve the Spirit. And yeah, I think the number one thing for us as a band that we've been praying about and talking about as a ministry is that we don't want to quench the Holy Spirit, and we don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. We want Him to have His way in our ministry. And I think that's where a lot of pastors are at nowadays. My mom and dad are pastors here in Baytown, Texas, and now my brother's a pastor. And so I come from a family of pastors. And so just being around them, seeing their heart and their desire, I see that, you know, a lot of churches are really hungry for the Spirit of God to have His way and for Him to move. And you know, quenching the Spirit is when the Spirit moves and we kind of, as He starts to move, and we might kind of throw our hands, get out of, sort of start losing control of the service, and He's kind of doing something, and then we sort of stomp on it and kind of, well, let's move on and do this, and we'll, and that'll happen a lot. And sadly, we've been in conferences or things like that where that's happened. Or, you know, grieving the Spirit, which is even worse, where, you know, we whether it's from sin or from something else in our life, and we grieve the Spirit of God, and He leaves. And so I feel like the more and more, as especially here in America, as we draw deeper into the end times and where things are going to start increasing, whether that's persecution or trouble at the same time, what's going to start increasing is hunger and thirst and desire for more of God. And churches are going to begin to rise up that just say, Holy Spirit, come and have your way. There's no one else that can change my city, and there's no one else that can change my family and my friends, only your touch. And that's what we pray for every night, is that the Spirit of God would come. You know, the Bible says that the anointing destroys the yoke. It doesn't, I guess growing up, I always thought it said it breaks the yoke, but it doesn't break the yoke, it destroys the yoke. Something that's broken can be put back together.
Right.
But something that's destroyed is completely destroyed. And the anointing of God destroys the yoke of sin and destroys the yoke of bondage on people's lives. And that's what we have to begin to pray for in our churches again in America. The anointing would come. And that only comes through, you know, a life of prayer.
Right.
Spending time with God. And I think the one thing I found in common, the greatest men and women of God, you included, Father Dale and Gene, the greatest men and women of God I've ever been around in my life that have impacted me, they're all different characters. They all have different personality types. They all have different giftings. But one thing they all have in common is they all have a secret life of prayer with the Lord, and they spend time with God, and they have nothing that's more important to them than their alone time with Jesus.
Yeah.
I think that's the most important thing. You know, we talk about prayer, we preach about prayer, but we rarely actually do the praying. So
that's true.
And that's one thing I'm asking the Holy Spirit would do in my life, is that we begin to fight for that time with the Lord and make it priority.
That's exactly right. Well, I've watched your journey now for the last 15 years, Leland, and I've just seen you as a young man really be a God seeker, a God chaser, and I've just I've had the privilege of you being a part of my life these last 15 years, and of course you and your family traveling with us during that time in the early 2000s, and our relationship has continued. But I've seen that you've been a young man seeking after God, and it's been more, I know that you do concerts, but it's more, I know it's more with you than Leland and the band doing a concert. I know that you are a man that follows the leadership of the Holy Spirit. You desire for young people to come to know Jesus, and you desire to do the will of God. And God has given you a remarkable entrance in so many, many places. I know that you've sang in stadiums of the world. You've been to many different nations. Not long ago, you sang on the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. And God has just given you so many, many places of influence. And yet, you have not changed in your hunger for God and your passion for God, your passion for prayer, which BPN Radio is all about. And I want to thank you for helping me give this call for young people to come out of obscurity and preach. I know you co-hosted this preaching competition with me this year. A lot of young people coming out of obscurity to preach to their generation. And I know that you have this tremendous passion and this influence for young people. And, you know, I just know that this is the hope of a nation. And I know that our nation is in critical condition, but I believe that you're one of those voices that has the opportunity to speak to those young people. And I'm thankful for that.
Oh, well, yeah, I believe that is the hope of our nation. You know, this young generation that's out now, I think, you know, someone said this recently, and it really impacted me. He said, you know, with generations that have gone before, I think more than any other generation, this young generation that is living today has to face so many distractions, more than any other generation that's gone before them. I know in a sense it's all relevant, but today in our culture, in our society, I mean, you talk about distractions galore. I mean, you've got social media, which isn't, you know, it's supposed to be about making friends, but it's not really about making friends in my generation. It's just about, you know, showing everybody how awesome your life is. And, you know, it's about me all the time. And then you've got, you know, movies and media and everything that's music, that's very got a very powerful stronghold that the enemy is trying to use on my generation. And so you look at all these factors that are coming in, and I feel like more than ever, this generation has the opportunity to become the most radical generation that we've ever seen in the body of Christ. Because of all the distractions, because of all the things that are surrounding them, this generation, there is going to be a remnant that's going to rise up of young people that are going to stand up and say, you know what, my eyes have seen eternity and heaven. I don't want to live for this earth anymore. I don't want to live for the things of the world. I don't want to love the things of the world anymore. I want to love Jesus, and I want to give my life to Jesus. And I feel like there's going to be a remnant that's going to rise up in this generation that's going to take, and the Bible says not to forsake the old path. Jeremiah, don't forsake the old path, because there's healing and life in the old path. And so I feel like there's going to be a remnant that's going to rise up, and it's also going to link arms with generations that have gone before them, with their grandmothers or their grandfathers and people that have paved the way in the spirit, because you can't, the young can't do it alone and the old can't do it alone. They need both generations, the life of the young and the wisdom of the older generation to link together and to be unified all for the sake of Jesus. And I think that's going to usher a mighty move of God in America when we link arms together and seek after the Lord together for our cities and for our nation. And I'm excited about it. The more I'm around young people, I see their passion and their hunger and their desire for God. And I feel like if we can get a remnant of young people, the Holy Spirit's going to move, and he's going to raise up a remnant of young people that are passionate about him, and that will preach the word of God and declare the word of God. Now, the world is so loud about everything they believe in. They're so loud.
Yeah.
They're loud about homosexuality. They're loud about, just perverted things. They're loud about the disgusting things that come out of the world. They're so loud about what they believe in, and they celebrate evil. And they celebrate it, and they put it on a pedestal, and people worship it and celebrate it, and no one has a problem with it. But the body of Christ, when it comes to preaching the gospel, we tend to be so timid about it.
Yeah.
And I believe that the Holy Ghost, in this next wave, he's going to break the spirit of timidity and the spirit of holding back. And he's going to loose that spirit of fear, the fear of man. He's going to loose that off of my generation, and they're going to begin to preach and boldly declare in their high schools, on their college campuses. They're going to be set on fire, and they're going to begin to boldly declare to their friends and their family what they believe and why they believe it. And we have to come to that place, and especially where the nation is heading, we have to get to a place where we know who we believe in, and we know why we believe in him. And we have to be prepared to defend our faith, and be able to stand up for our faith and what we believe in and why we believe it, you know?
Yes. Well, I'm so thankful for what you're saying, and I know that God is using the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob generations to work together. And your father one of my spiritual sons, Todd Mooring, and then yourself, and then me. So I represent the Abraham, and your dad represents the Isaac, and you represent the Jacob. But it's wonderful that generations can work together to see revival. And I love your passion, Leland, for revival, and your heart and the connection that you are making with all generations. And of course, several years ago, you wrote this song that people listen to every day. We need to see a change. So I just know that that came out of the expression of your own heart. We, of course, we play several of your other songs also. But I know that you have a heart for revival. You have a heart for young people. And here on BPN Radio today, I just would love for you to pray for the youth, pray for this nation, however the Holy Spirit leads you, because, you know, we're just not, as you said, we're not just talking about prayer, but we are praying.
Awesome. God, we need you. Now, Holy Spirit, we need you to move in our nation again. We need you, Lord. America was a nation that that was dedicated to you, God, in our beginnings, our forefathers, God, that went before us, God, they dedicated this nation to you. And this nation exists only because of your sovereignty. This nation exists only because of the providence of your hand. God, it's not by our might, God, or our wisdom that founded this nation, but it is your grace, God, founded this nation. It is your kindness. It is your strength. This nation is a testimony of your miraculous power, God, that you can take a small people, God, an obscure people, and you could unite them together, Jesus, for your name. And so, God, we come back to you today, and we cry out for America, and we cry out for the church, God, in America, that the scripture in 2 Chronicles 7:14 was not about the world, but that scripture is based, that you're speaking to your people, the church in America, God. And so we cry out now, God, for your people in America, God, your church in America, the pastors, God, and the leaders. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you begin to revive the pastors and the leaders in America. Give them a hunger and a desire, God, for more and more alone time with you, Jesus, that they would have a hunger for your word and a thirst for your presence like never before, like they've never experienced before, God, a new passion, that you would restore the joy of salvation, God, in pastors and leaders all across this land. That you restore their fire, that you take out the heart of stone, and that you put in them a heart of flesh sensitive to your touch and sensitive to your presence, God.
Yes, Lord.
I pray for the young leaders, God, the youth pastors and college campus leaders, God, across this land. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would stamp eternity on their heart, and that you give them a desire and a passion, God, to see the lost saved in their high schools, to see the lost saved in their colleges, Jesus, and to stand up, God, boldly, like Stephen stood up boldly, God, in the face of death, and boldly declared your love, God, and died a martyr, that we would begin to stand up with that same courage and that same boldness. That we wouldn't be afraid of the schemes of the enemy, that we wouldn't be afraid of the fear of man, that we wouldn't be afraid, God, and we wouldn't be controlled by mammon and by what the man has to offer us, God, but we would look to you as our source.
Yes.
And we would look to you as our treasure, Jesus.
Yes,
and we love you, Jesus. We thank you, God, that you've prepared a place for us. That where you are, we may be also.
Yes.
That this earth isn't our home. And that you have created us and predestined us, God, to be ambassadors for your kingdom on this earth today. And to make your kingdom, God, here in our cities like it is in heaven. And so, God, we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come. That you would break our hearts. Give us soft, sensitive hearts again. Draw each and every one of us individually, God, back to a place of intimacy, back to the secret place, back to prayer, back to a secret history with you, God, that our lives would be controlled by your Spirit, and that your word, God, would be the foundation that we live our life by, that we wouldn't live our life by the laws of the land, but that we would live our life, God, by your word that's spoken to us, and God, that it would be the foundation of our families, it would be your word would be the foundation of the way we raise our children. Your word would be the foundation of the way we conduct our lives and our character, God.
Yes, Lord.
That your word, God, would guide and direct our lives.
Yes,
and the
Lord.
Holy Spirit, that you would move, God, again in our nation. Move on Sunday morning, God. I pray for every pastor that's hungry, for every pastor that's thirsty,
yes, Lord.
That you would send a move of your Spirit
yes,
to their church.
and you didn't move, God. Because then privately, before revival can be public, it has to happen in private in our personal life. So God, I pray for private revival in every single life, and that it would translate publicly, God, when we gather corporately in our cities, in our nation. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Oh, thank you so very much, Lena. What a wonderful prayer, and so delighted to have you. One of my spiritual grandsons. I'm proud of you, not only as a singer, a songwriter, but also as a preacher of the gospel, as well as a missionary. And I know that you're impacting so many, many people across this nation and around the world. And I speak a blessing upon you and Mandy. I pray the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in every area, because I know that God has called you, assigned you, and you have a message to deliver. And thank you for being on BPN Radio today.
Thank you. Thank you, Papa Dale, for having me. It's an honor. I love you.
God bless you. I love you, too. Bye-bye.
When the storm is raging all around me, you are the peace that calms my troubled sea. When the cares of this world darken my day, you are the light that shines and shows me the way. Oh, the beauty of your majesty. On the cross you showed your love for me. Beautiful Lord, awesome and mighty, I'm captured by this love I see. Beautiful Lord, tender and holy, your mercy brings me to my knees. It's your mercy that has made me free. Beautiful Lord. Remains the shelter that I seek. And when my weakness is all I can give, your gentle spirit gives me strength again. Oh, the beauty of your majesty. On the cross you showed your love for me. Yeah.
here on the bank I stand. But in the water is the hope of man. Unclean, I fall before you now. Jesus, come wash me inside out. I'm running to the water now. I'm running to the water now. And I'm lost in your love and your mercy. Lord, your beauty is so overwhelming. I'm thankful for your truth. I'm so in love with you, my Jesus. My Jesus. Here on the bank I stand. In the water is the hope of man. For you now, Jesus, come wash me inside out. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.